Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put every level of work in imaginable to where he's the biggest name in the space and still works as much as anybody in the business at all times is working. But talking to these guys like you're a mob boss and they better watch what they say.
Nick Wright was great.
Yep.
I'll give him all the credit in the world. There's a lot of people who don't like Nick Wright, but Nick Wright is exactly, he is spot on that. You know, Stephen A. Smith talking like a mob boss. You don't know the people that I know, and they've got things that you don't want me to say out loud. Mm-hmm. Oh, Stephen A. Smith. This whole thing has really it's gotten kind of funny. At first, it was like concerning with just how much Jaylen Brown like was talking and how weird it was. And it was like all about like, you know, is he not happy being a Celtic? And now it's getting kind of funny because they're truly trying to do actionable things now. Like they're trying to turn this into a real debate. But it is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson here on WEEI. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. And on the Odyssey app, you can launch as a take grenade. Press that little microphone button there. But so Stephen A. Smith caught that stray from Nick Wright, where he was called a mob boss, and Stephen A. Smith, which, by the way, how many different places does Stephen A. Smith communicate now?
Oh, he's got eight shows.
Yeah. Like, he's got 17 shows, mm-hmm. and like all of them, but like one are online.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And one's like Stephen A. Smith after dark. And then there's like just like Stephen A. Smith just like addresses people who said things about Stephen A. Smith. I mean, it really is just he's omnipresent. God bless him. I think he just lives in this like room with a green screen, and just continues to just
got to respect the hustle.
Listen, I will never knock Stephen A. Smith's hustle. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's successful for probably that reason amongst others. But he did respond to Nick Wright calling him a mob boss, which was pretty funny. And here's what he had to say.
So when one of my contemporaries tries to mention me as a mobster, that I'm coming across as a mobster, he knows better. You can, once you figure out who I'm talking about, you can gauge his motives. He should be ashamed of himself. But I'll leave it alone and let him hang out with his crew. And he knows that I know who they are. Okay? The point that I'm making is that it's not me being a mobster. It's me highlighting that we all, as reporters, have access to an abundance of information. You think I can't pick up the phone and call a beat writer that used to cover the Washington Wizards? You think I don't know who used to cover the team?
Always ask.
Now he's doing it to Nick. Right. Now he's like, I know who you run with. You don't want me to say who you run with. I mean, it's like it's the same thing with him.
I feel like when he got to that territory, when he started saying that about JB and now Nick, that it's gotten personal for him. Like he can't, I don't know, he's lost a little bit of his objectivity. I think this is like where he's kind of, I mean, when you're doing veiled threats, I mean, come on, bro. Like, settle down, Stephen A.
Right. At this point, it's just because now it sounds like he's got nothing. Then say it.
That's it.
You got something, say it.
So this is why I was very excited about Jaylen's latest stream, because I think he's gaining higher ground here. Nick Wright is gaining popularity for what his take on Stephen A. Smith is the mob boss. Mm-hmm. So it seems like Jaylen, people are coming to his side on this. But then I was very let down, I'm sure you're going to get to this, about the follow-up from Jaylen on this Twitch stream. Like, he could have done, first of all, he hesitated to even bring it up. It was like very end of the stream. I don't even want to get into it, but here's my idea.
Oh, you're sure?
And it's just horrible idea.
No, that's called the big market tease. You made everybody sit through the gibberish that you had beforehand to get to what everyone wanted to hear if you were listening, and that is the Stephen A. Smith rivalry. And here's what he had to say about that. You got it, Stiz?
Come on, Stephen A. It's you, El Chapo. You running the media cartel, my boy? Here's my proposal. Why don't we have a live audience debate? Traditional media versus us athletes. Let's do a live debate in front of a live streamed audience at a mutual location, like a Harvard or MIT. Let's talk about it and let's see who come out on top. Should be easy. Should be a piece of cake, you know? mainstream traditional media versus the athlete. Let's set it up. Harvard, MIT, live, and let's see who come out on top. You know where to find me. You know where to contact my team. Set up a live debate at a mutual location, and let's talk about it. Traditional versus untraditional.
First of all, you've already done it, and it was mind-numbingly boring. Do you remember there, after the whole State Your Source thing where he was wearing the State Your Source shirts on the duck boat, and then they ended up meeting up and talking. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? And it was like billed as, oh, my gosh, finally.
JB backed down, did he?
Oh, you want to hear what it sounded like? Because I was thinking about it. Because first when I heard that, I was just like, oh, well, this is going to suck. Because you know what it's going to be? It's going to be Jaylen Brown going, you know, you call yourself a journalist. And all Stephen A. Smith has to say is, no, I don't. I'm an entertainer. And then it's like, oh, but you're a journalist. And it's just going to be the worst. And Stephen A. Smith would kick his ass all over the place. But at least, like, you would have gotten some sort of, like, you know, intrigue, some drama. But then I remembered, oh, they've done this. They sat down after all that happened, and I remember it being mind-numbingly boring because Jaylen Brown backed off. Like, when he finally got, as many people do, you've seen this happen before, people will write things online and get all huffy about someone, but the minute they meet face-to-face, all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, you're great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're great. You're great.
All the time.
So if you want to hear what this big MIT meetup is going to sound like, we had a preview of it 2 years ago, and this is what it sounded like.
And I know you see the shirt.
That's right. State your source.
Yes.
Are we going to get into all of that?
For sure.
No question.
And honestly, I wore this shirt, because, like, this is where I wanted to start the conversation.
Okay.
Get into it. And to be honest, you know.
Pull the mic closer to you, so I want to make sure the audience hears you. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think it's deeper than rap. Mm-hmm. I think it's bigger than both you and I. Like, obviously, your credentials are through the roof, you know, covering AI First Take being the number one show, and now taking the world by storm with your new podcast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's plugging his
podcast. I know. Just because of you.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Credentials that you're never going to reveal
your
sources, because you abide by something called journalistic integrity.
Okay, right? Stop.
Oh, boy.
Dude, you just blew your own argument into the water.
Boy, you really took him down, bro.
It's going to suck if they meet up.
Jeez.
And you know what? If I'm Stephen A. Smith, I say absolutely let's meet up.
Let alone at Harvard or MIT? I mean, how about a bar or something fun? I mean, why are we going to MIT to do that?
Because it makes it sound like they're doing something smart, when it's really just going to be, you know, you're really talented at your job.
and now taking the world by storm.
Everything I was criticizing you for, I'm completely contradicting, because you have journalistic integrity, even though I was saying you call yourself a journalist, but you live by a code that journalists live by.
I mean, it's so mind-numbingly boring and bad.
I tell you what, though, I could see if there was a good moderator, I think I could see it being kind of a fascinating discussion. If they were honest, if
like
it was raw and
debate?
Real, just, no, like, right, yeah. Like,
but with F-bombs?
What's that?
With F-bombs, you can
right,
swear.
Right, but like, real talk about, like, the relationship between athletes and reporters. I mean, not maybe just their personal thing, but just, you know, why athletes don't trust reporters. That kind of, I think it could be fascinating, quite honestly, if it had a moderator that was good at his job, and you talked about things, why athletes don't trust reporters and that whole thing. I think
Jaylen would need athletes to speak on his behalf.
Like, yeah.
If he's really friends with Kevin Garnett, and Kevin Garnett wants to speak about how lousy the mainstream media is. Perk's in the mainstream media, but I don't know. He should have a panel of athletes that want to go off on Stephen A. Smith. That would be good.
Jaylen is just good at backing off. Like, he'll speak, like, on his Twitch and say things, and then when it comes time to address it, he'll just, like, remember the whole thing with, remember he released that rap song that was called Just Do It, and because it was like, I was a shot at Nike, and then you listen to the lyrics, and there's nothing about Nike, mm-hmm. or nothing. It's like, oh, come on, man. If you're going to take Nike down, take Nike down.
Right.
You name the song Just Do It. He's one of these guys that just, you know, he loves people talking about him, But you heard it right there. He had a chance to go nuts on Stephen A. Smith. And what did he do?
Buttered him up. First Take the number one show.
Good man. Soft.
Your podcast taking the world by storm.
But on the stream, he was good. He was like,
man, nobody gave a damn about no damn First Take.
He was at energy. He was dropping F-bombs.
And then he went face-to-face with Stephen A., and he cratered. That's exactly what's going to happen. And if it's at MIT, it's just going to be even more boring. Maybe if you like, who would the moderator have to be?
I don't know, but I think it could be. I think there's potential. Something, yeah. Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson.
Yeah, see, Ernie Johnson.
But I don't think Ernie would like stoke their anger as much as it should be. Like, you really need someone who's like, so you think Stephen A. Smith is a total a-hole, don't you? Like, that's what you need.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you a quote that you said about him and just read the worst stuff so Stephen A. is sitting there. And Ernie Johnson wouldn't do – Ernie Johnson's great. He's very good. But I don't think he would do
that. I think there's potential for something there, though. I think it could be interesting. I do. I don't know. Well, with the right moderator and the right athletes and the right, you know, kind of media members, I think it could be – I would watch it.
Sure. I remember when Draymond Green went after Skip Bayless – and it was super funny because Draymond Green gave zero Fs. This is young Draymond Green. Remember, he was just like, I'm better at life than you, Skip. Like, you are awful, and I'm better at my life than you are at yours. And it was like, and Skip Bayless had no idea what to say. And Skip is like, watching him get flustered is kind of funny. See, that was great, but I just don't think Jalen's got the temperament for it.
No.
Nope, he does not.
But I do think now he's obviously not going to quit. So we'll have more of this. And the more it goes on, I do wonder if the Celtics are interested by these teams that have legitimate interest, according to Mark Stein, legitimate interest in trading for Jalen. He threw out Atlanta. You mentioned Houston, Portland, three-team trade. Even if Giannis doesn't work out, you move on to Kawhi or somebody else. They are going to be interested in hearing offers for Jalen.
So tell me, who has a team that's got a piece that's worth giving up Jaylen Brown for? I still haven't gotten a good answer for that. The Giannis one is the only one that makes a little bit of sense, but according to everyone we talked about, you got to give up more than Jaylen to get Giannis.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. I don't want to. I would like Giannis to be here if it meant keeping Jaylen Brown as well. It almost seems impossible. But honestly, tell me a piece that makes you go, yay, let's go, let's do it. That seems like a great deal to me.
Yeah, well, you talked about Sabonis in Sacramento. You would need more than that. You talked about the big man with Houston. Maybe Kawhi. I don't know. It's kind of redundant.
Keep Kawhi.
You would need that and many other pieces, and there'd have to be a financial element of it. You know, we're only going to pay Tatum the max, and we're going to get rid of Jaylen and go spread the wealth rather than two major stars. I'm still Giannis. That's me.
So do you think that they would make some sort of deal that you would get in a guy like Sengun, right?
Sengun.
They would bring him in here from Houston, and that would save them some money too. Do you think that maybe they would want to do something like that frees up some cash? Because I know that Scalabrine was saying
the slingshot.
The next year, they're basically setting up a slingshot so they can go all in on some other max player.
Right. And Jalen's giving them a little bit of an excuse for making the trade. Like, his stock is probably lower than it has been among Celtics fans, generally. They hear some of this stuff and they're like, I'm kind of out on this guy. We need to go in a different direction. So they could get away with it, right? Point is, the owners could say, we're going to get away with this trade and get less in salary, and we're going to use the scowl slingshot effect for 2 years down the road.
Well, I think – I'm not so sure fans would be cool with that. I just don't – I don't think they – I think that would not look like a – I don't know, an even trade to me. I know fans are kind of, you know, down on JB, but I don't think they want him traded.
It just depends. It just depends what you get for him, you know. And the plan. You got to spell out the plan. Hey, we're going for it. After next year, you know. You don't have to come out and say that.
Yeah, I don't see anything yet that makes me think that this is a good idea. I mean, if they said, hey, we're going to bring in a different coach, I'd be like, all right, maybe we got something going here.
But do you think running it back, they're beating the Knicks, even in the East, let alone some of these teams in the West?
That team looks so effing good right now. They're really, 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 really good. And as I said, it's like the first time that I've thought that we might have a good finals. I mean, they're legit. They're legitimately good. They're not going to win, but they're legitimately good.
I don't know. Have they been tested? The Sixers, really? I don't know.
The Cavs were a good team. Yeah,
but
I see what you're saying.
But they're still flawed.
But they're annihilating these teams. Like, it's not like they're just beating them. The Sixers, I get it, but the Cavs were a good team, and they annihilated them, not just beat them. So, well, we shall see. All right.
978 texture, real quick. Would trade with Houston all day for Sengun and another player, too, absolutely. Rich, if the Jays stay together, they're not going to win anything, so why keep them together?
I mean, he might be right. He might be right. As I said, I just wanted to see something different. And to be quite honest, that Houston one doesn't really make me angry. Like, if they did that, I'd be like, well, you better figure out how to use them right then. And you better be able to, you know, maybe get some more pieces, because that's not enough. Like, just bringing that trade as is not enough to beat the Knicks. But if that means it's going to give you more money to make another big move and you could potentially load up, we'll see. That doesn't scare me away as some of the other as much as some of the other ones. All right, 617-779-7937. I want to ask you, Ted, about some NFL news that happened over the weekend that involves a potential huge amount of money that may be coming one Patriots' way, and whether or not the Patriots would go for it. We'll get to that right after this.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.